I will now turn the podium over to Angie Poole, who will introduce our first recipient, Oren Burt.
Well, it is with great pleasure that I share our first Viva recipient story. Mr. Oren Bud Burt, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Bud, but I'm going to use Bud because that's how his nomination read. So Bud has been a treasured volunteer for Minnetrista for 30 years, and according to his nominator, Mary Zwickle, Bud is more than a volunteer. He is family. And as we read through his story, that just resonated time and time again. Well, Bud retired from General Motors in 1988 and began his volunteer journey with Minnetrista as a docent, right when Minnetrista opened. So that was a fun story in itself. After 4 years in this role, he was introduced to the manager of the wood shop, and it was at this wood shop where Bud found his passion, and he's been there ever since. To date, he has logged 5,767 volunteer hours at the wood shop with wood carvings and whatnot. So that's pretty awesome. Bud is a member of the Minnetrista Woodworkers Club and the Muncie Wood Carving Club. He has worked on numerous projects, including spearheading the building of oak bookcases for CEO Miss Betty Brewer's office, desk for the Minnetrista lobby, exhibit components, a tool shed playhouse combo for the backyard garden, and the ever so popular fairy houses and mushrooms for the annual Fairy Sprites and Lights event. Bud's fondest memories are the project he and his fellow woodshop volunteers built from scratch, including the replica of a model ice cutter that Edmund and Virginia Ball traveled on when they visited the Arctic Circle. So impressed were Mr. and Mrs. Ball that they posed in their warmest clothes for a picture taken by the model ship. They would need those warm clothes today, am I not right? So, Bud says, I get so much more out of Minnetrista than what I put into Minnetrista. Bud also shares his many talents and giving spirit with the St. Paul United Methodist Church and IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital. Bud has volunteered at the hospital for over 20 years as well, most recently in honor of his wife. A quote from Cassandra Cody of Minnetrista will sum up why Bud is so deserving of this very important volunteer award. Bud's unending positivity, kindness, caring, friendly manner, zest for life, and desire to create a positive change in the lives of others are just a few of the remarkable qualities that he brings to his volunteer services with any organization, and he has been an amazing asset to Minnetrista. Bud, will you please join me on the stage?
I now call Mark DeFabio to the podium for the next presentation.
Wow, Terry, you didn't tell me how tall these lecterns were going to be. Whew. Beat you to it, Steve. I first have to start off by saying I made a mistake. Only my wife usually hears that. In the press release, we wanted to mention that we were going to recognize the Viva Award winners this year. And we really shouldn't have used that word. We needed to say we're going to thank the Viva Award winners, because each and every one of them do not want to be recognized. They just want to do their job to make the community as great as it can be. And you'll notice with a lot of these people, you'll go, I don't know them. I haven't seen them. Or they'll usually say, I don't know them, but then they see him. Oh, yeah, he's there. He's an administrator. They're at Ball Hospital. They're helping it wherever it may be. So this is really a time to thank them all, and I want to make certain that we get that across, that they don't want to be recognized, but we're going to do it anyway. And I'm so honored to be able to thank and recognize Alberta Green. I have known Alberta since I moved to town, and it seems that there's a bunch of other people that know her as well. In the words of her nominator, she has spent a lifetime of giving to others. A lifelong resident of St. Lawrence Church, her church and community have received her continuous acts of kindness. After her 20-year career at Ontario Corporation in 1990, she and her former husband Merle began giving their talents and time to what is now Indiana University Ball Memorial Hospital and the Library of Life, love, and laughter for nearly 30 years, distributing videos and books to patients. To fill her spare time, for 20 years she volunteered once a week at the St. Vincent de Paul Society, and she continues to go in once a week to help sort clothes alongside her sister Dolores. Now, I know her sister Dolores is, I believe, 93 years young, and Alberta is 90 years young, so I'm glad to see we're keeping them off the streets. That's an important thing. These accomplishments pale in comparison to the one that she is most proud of, and that is being a mother and raising her family of 8 children. Alberta Green exemplifies what Viva is all about. On behalf of the Muncie community, thank you, Alberta, for what you do. Alberta Green. Doug White. Doug?
It's my pleasure to be here today to introduce one Marshall Hudson. As a 2018 Viva Award winner, she was nominated by her friend and colleague, Charlotte Azuma, among others. Marshall is currently the board chair of both Motivate Our Minds and the United Way of Delaware County. Those are two practically full-time, heavy-lifting volunteer positions. She's also on the Miller College of Business Advisory Board, a member of the Ball State University Council, and a member of the Professional Salary and Benefits Committee, just to name a few things. If you couldn't tell by some of those memberships, Marshall is an employee of Ball State University, where she holds the title of Assistant Director, Unified Technology Support, and Adjunct Faculty in Management within the Miller College of Business. Did I say that right? Okay. Oh, and in her spare time, she's also a loving wife and mother. I'm sure if you don't already know her, you will be hearing more about her in the future because she's always out there in our community. My experience with Marshall has been this. She was elected to the Motivate Our Minds Board in, I think, 2014. If I get any of this wrong, it's close. And was immediately recognized for her passion toward Motivate Our Minds and its mission. And Mary knows, Mary Dollison's out there today. She's very hardworking, energetic, driven, and extremely positive and likable. She always has a big smile. Marshall was quickly elevated to secretary and then vice president about a year, maybe 1 to 2 years after joining the board, and then went on to her current position as board chair. She has been active in that role for nearly 2 years. I think in June will be the completion of your second year. Marshall has spearheaded internal change, board development, presided over multiple fundraisers, and frequently speaks to groups, both large and small, on behalf of Motivate Our Minds. Last year, she gave one of the best speeches that I've ever heard at our annual Motivate Our Minds dinner, which happened to also be the 30th year of Motivate Our Minds celebration. Marshall loves the kids, she gets along great with the staff, and she's always there for the executive director and the other board members. Normally, when one has been a part of an organization and not-for-profit board, as long as I had been at Motivate Our Minds, you tend to worry when someone else is coming up that's going to take your place. Not so with Marshall. I knew immediately I was leaving Mom in good hands. She has accomplished so much at Motivate Our Minds, all while handling a very busy workload at Ball State and also chairing the United Way Board at the same time. I firmly believe Marshall Hudson is deserving of a Rotary Viva for 2018. A few of her other nominators had this to say about Marshall. This is from Larry Wesley. Larry is the Director of Product Development at Muncie Power Products and a Motivate Our Minds board member. He said, I have been on the Motivate Our Minds board with Marshall for the last few years. We've worked closely together to update the organization's bylaws, which is something I don't enjoy doing it, but Marshall did a wonderful job. And along with our task force, put together our strategic plan for 2018 and 20. Without her support and drive, these would not have been accomplished in the last year. During Marshall's 2 years as a board chair, she leads by example and probably commits more time to it than she should. She provides passion, enthusiasm, and leadership to all that she comes in contact with to help share the mom's mission of educating children and families to grow and flourish. She works closely with the executive director to ensure that the organization is not only sound, but evolving for the future. She makes sure that the staff has development plans in place so that the programs offered to the children are allowing them to improve themselves by planning for their own future. And we all know Motivate Our Minds, that's what it's all about, is educating the children. Marshall is also a mentor to several of the staff members and a great example of character and hard work that we should all strive for. Larry says, I realize all of the VIVA nominees are the very best from within our community. Marshall is no exception and is at the very top of this exclusive group, in my opinion. Next comments are from Ms. Karen Winger, who I know probably all of you know, former city clerk and volunteer philanthropist. She said, I've been on the board for the last few years at Motivate Our Minds. Marshall was initially secretary to the board and followed that the last 2 years with chairing the board as development chair. Karen was development chair. I worked closely with her on several projects, and I found her positive attitude to be effective and contagious. She has led the board by example with her tireless efforts to promote and build this very special not-for-profit. Her hard work and dedication to our community is outstanding. I'm privileged to call Marshall a friend and mom co-board member. Last but not least, comments from Mr. Chris Caldwell. He's the senior VP of commercial and business banking at Mutual Bank. And Chris says, Marshall Hudson is chair of the board of directors of the United Way of Delaware County. She has been an instrumental board member in helping the organization with its human resources committee, governments committee, marketing committee, and finance committee, and with the annual campaign at Ball State University, as well as the growth and development of the board. Marshall is the first to find a way to attend workshops on top of her already busy schedule that help with board development, and also she is active in representing the board throughout the community. While initially reticent to accept the role of board chair, Marshall has taken the task on with great energy and enthusiasm. She is a wonderful servant leader, and the United Way is lucky to have her skills, passion, and commitment. And next up, thank you, Marshall. And next up is Mr. Tom Steiner.
The next person, Stephen Knipp, I've had the pleasure of knowing for, five, six years, maybe seven or eight years. He's always been somebody that has never been afraid to step forward and help. He's always been there to be the first one in line to do something. No questions asked. He just steps up and says, I'll do it. He's also very active in his community. He supports a lot of people in their efforts just through his desire to see them grow, to see them really move forward. I don't know if people follow him on Facebook, but every Wednesday he has a woman, what is it, Woman Wednesday, where Respect Women Wednesday, that's right, and where he chooses somebody in the community for their efforts and for what they're doing and says, hey, look at this person. This person is really doing something to make our community a better place to live. And throughout everything he's been doing, he's been really at the forefront of making this place a great place, making Muncie a home, making Muncie a place to be proud of. He stands by what he says. He's very strong about it, and he's also very supportive of everybody else. He's a great friend, Stephen Knipp. So, at this time, I'd like to ask Anna Picardo to come up. She's next on the list.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you Paula Mangus, Director of Programming of Glad Tidings Church. I met Paula in 2012 when I took my position as Muncie Community Schools Director of Communications. She was just this lady standing in the doorway as we went to lunch at that school. Very simple, very quiet, watching us. Little did I know what was about to happen. Paula established a relationship with Dr. Dia Young, principal at Sutton at the time. And then in August of 2012, Mr. Eric Grimm, the new principal at Sutton, met with Pastor Holt and Paula to discuss expanding their relationship with the school. Oh boy, that's when it began. The tremendous impact that Paula and her church has had on our school system. Paula Mangus, as I said, is the director of programming, so she leads an army of volunteers. She coordinates the volunteers for all of the school's events. She is now recruiting volunteers to serve as mentors for Kids Hope. She works with Open Door, United Way to serve the needs of our children. Through the years, all the programs that have been established have been expanded upon. We began with a very small registration event, and then it became a full-blown registration weekend for Sutton Elementary and now for Grissom Elementary. Under Paula's leadership, 100 volunteers transcend upon our school and begin with providing shoes for every student in the school, eye exams, haircuts, and all of the needs for that school year. It is an amazing event. Paula led the first Muncie Community Schools lunch feeding program way back. She coordinated a group of volunteers to prepare meals for Muncie students throughout the summer months. From that, we now have our Chartwells providing our feeding centers. No matter what our needs are, Paula and Glad Tidings always respond. Paula helped organize Christmas for our families, purchased clothes for the students that may need it, and gave it to the nurse so that she could provide it, brought lunches and snacks for our staff. When Sutton closed its doors in 2016-17, Glad Tidings asked, what next? Now she's collaborating with Grissom Elementary to provide the same services that they had at Sutton at Grissom. Paula continues to help Mr. Grimm at Northside with registration volunteers, donating school supplies, and providing funds for a reward trip at the end of the school year. Paula deserves a lot of the credit for leading the army. She will be the first to tell you she does not, but I disagree, Paula. The partner with Glad Tidings is a very rewarding experience. However, the entire congregation deserves the honor, but we must recognize Paula for leading them. They have a servant attitude that they have towards Muncie Community Schools that is unmatched. This year, Glad Tidings has given 1,190 volunteer hours just to Grissom alone. At this time, I would like to welcome Terry Whit Bailey.
Our final award of the day has been named in the honor of Edmund Ball. The Lifetime Achievement Award is meant to honor individuals who have made a lifelong commitment to volunteer service. Dale Basham is a friend and a mentor to many in this room. I call him my brother from another mother. As a former educator and administrator in the Muncie Community School System, a fellow Rotarian, and our soon-to-be district governor, Dale has served the Muncie community with energy, enthusiasm, and a high level of commitment. To highlight his achievements and help us pay tribute to his life of service, I invite fellow Rotarian Brenda Williamson to the podium.
I'm honored to be here today to present the Rotary Viva Lifetime Achievement Award to Dale Basham. I could stand here for an hour and share with you the list of boards, organizations, clubs, churches, nonprofits, and people who Dale has helped and mentored over the years. A lot of us are in this room today. However, I would like to do something different. I would like to show you. But first, I would like to thank Matt Howe for helping me with this project, and Elizabeth Ludwig, who was supposed to be here today but was unable. She also nominated Dale as well. So let's get started. Oh, yes, this little guy was destined for greatness with his bow tie, his suit, and that incredible smile. Not much has changed. Dale has always been the best dressed at any event, including today. Dale is from Louisville, Kentucky, and his family is very proud of him. I believe this is his parents' 67th wedding anniversary. Wonderful. Dale is usually behind the microphone. He is either waiting in the wings, ready to speak, or MC your event. You might catch him singing the national anthem with Becky Bly at Muncie Central basketball game, or singing at a Scioto Zi Christmas party. Dale has been instrumental in the startup of the Ball State Rotaract Club. Just last Thursday, he was the MC at an event called Manners and Models for Girl Scouts and their families in Central Indiana, helping them with their etiquette skills. They raised $2,000 for the Girl Scouts in Central Indiana. He was selected to carry the Bicentennial Torch in the city of Muncie, and I know he was very honored. Dale is the MC at the Chamber Muncie on the Move Breakfast and has hosted many events at Cannon Commons for the downtown development. You see Charlie Cardinal there, there's Mardi Gras. Look at him with that little girl, that Wizard of Oz. A few years ago, around Halloween, he dressed up as Batman. He went to several different places in the community, but he stopped at Hillcroft's Autism Clinic, where he met a little boy named Owen, who was 2 years old. He too was dressed up as Batman. He was so excited. He went home that day and talked to his parents and said, "Batman was at school today." And he wouldn't stop talking about it. So a few days later, his parents called Dale/Batman and asked if he would attend Owen's birthday party at their home. Batman showed up that day for Owen, and I'm sure he will never forget it. Now that's a true superhero. If he is not helping with your event, he is there to support you by attending open houses or lunches, dinners, whatever it takes. His energy, enthusiasm is contagious. However, his passion is Rotary, and his tagline is, "Don't miss a minute." He spoke at 22 different clubs this past few months, and he still managed to attend Muncie Rotary. He has spread the gospel of Rotary around the world. And let's make that specific, Muncie Rotary around the world. He will continue to do so as he becomes the District 6560 Rotary Governor in June of this year. The Robash team has been working very hard for several months. What's after that? Who knows? I would like to present this year's Rotary Very Important Volunteer Lifetime Achievement Award to Mr. Dale Basham.
Well, thank you so much. Rob Keasley and I have a running top 10 memories of Muncie Rotary, and I'll tell you, that introduction rises to the top of my Viva memories, I'm here to tell you. And I know what you're thinking, but no, I did not write that. But I will tell you, I will take a copy of it to carry with me wherever I travel. You cannot imagine, 5 minutes before you walk onto the stage, somebody will say, "What would you like me to say about you?" Well, now I have something. What she said. Well, you know, I do have so many fond memories of Viva. That last one was one of the best, but I'll tell you the first one, the first memory of my first Viva was the year Julie Behring was president. We walked in, I was at her table, we were looking kind of snazzy, sat down, and someone came up to her. I could mention the name, but I won't. She said to her, "You know, in about 5 minutes, you have to give a 3 to 5 minutes speech giving the history of Viva, don't you?" Well, I could tell by the panic look on her face that no, she did not know that. And panic sort of struck me because I was afraid she's going to run out of the room and left me with that history of Viva. I can also share with all of you that we've all enjoyed those lifetime achievement speeches by those people who really took the opportunity to regale us with their lifetime achievements. Although I will say, I especially appreciated George Branham's stories of his paperboy years, because I too was a paperboy. I don't share the glamour that George did on that that award-winning day, but I will tell you, I am just so honored to be with you. It is so easy to be a cheerleader for Muncie because of all of the people in this room. Didn't think I would be emotional, but of course, you can tell that I am. I I believe that we are all just planting seeds so that our children can sit in the shade. And I will tell you this, I promise you this, I'm just getting started.
As we conclude our program, I would like to invite to the podium our Muncie Rotary president for this year, President Linda Gregory.
You may be tired of hearing us say this, but let me one more time thank our committee led by Terry Whit Bailey, Muncie Rotary, Muncie Sunrise Rotary, and the United Way for sponsoring this wonderful event whose only purpose is to honor people who do what they do best, help others, and volunteer without expecting a lot of recognition and reward. But we intend to give it to them anyway. When I was chosen to be president, and I got to thinking about it about this time last year, I discovered that Rotary's theme, and we have 34,000 Rotary clubs internationally. The theme for this year would be Make a Difference. Couldn't be more appropriate because that's been my motto and guideline for decades. Why are we here except to make a difference? And that's certainly the motto of our awardees today. They make a difference every day, probably several times a day. And we can all do that. Doesn't have to be big things, probably won't be. But be mindful about how you change the world by making a difference. And as I end every meeting of a Rotary club, I urge all of us to go out and be good Rotarians and make a difference every day. And I want to do that again today. Thank you all for coming. You've made a difference by being here in support of these wonderful people in our community. And I would ask them to please stay afterwards so that we can take one more round of pictures, and then you'll be able to come up and congratulate each one of them individually. Thank you again for coming, and put this date on your calendar for next year. Thank you.